Well, good morning. You're going to love this lesson. The hoary head of wisdom. Hoary means gray. As I look out, it's a snow-capped mountain. That's where we are. So, that's the hoary head of wisdom. Proverbs 16:31 says, "The gray hair is a crown of splendor. It's attained in the way of righteousness." Now, I can tell you, some of us went gray and some of us went bald, or the mix. But almost everybody in this room has gray hair. That's just too good. In Genesis 25, verse 7 to 8, Abraham lived 175 years. And then Abraham breathed his last and died at the good old age, an old age man full of years, and he was gathered to his people. Do you know that your greatest triumph is not your life you live now? It will be to be gathered to Him, to be in His presence, and to be His people. How much have we ever really considered the value of the older age of many of believers in God's family, including ourselves? I remember when I was a pup. I wasn't very old. I was old to get in trouble, so that I was at that stage anyway. And my Papa Aldridge was a piece of work. He chewed a matchstick, and he chewed it to where it made a brush, and then he stuffed it down in a can of Sweet Garrett snuff, pulled it out, and put it in his mouth. Put the lid back on, and he was good to go for an hour, maybe two. The value of older age is good. How much have we ever considered, you know, the real value of the older age of many, which may include ourselves? We're used to goods. You know that, right? Some of you kids back here, you know, you can be 50, you're still a kid. There's a lot to learn from old people. Old people didn't get this old by being stupid. You believe that's true? You don't get this old being that stupid. I mean, I've done some stupid stuff. I've done some stupid stuff you would think was exceptionally stupid. I've been thrown out of stuff, into stuff. Many of us are in or approaching our later chapters of our lives. And the bad part about it is, it's not like a movie camera where you can back up and see it again. It's just a one-shot picture. And then you live with the image of what's there. I'm not hankering to die. I don't just wake up every week and say, "I wish I was dead." Now, I have said I wish I was dead a few times, but I'm not saying that right now. Many of us who are older have had the opportunity to walk with the Creator the larger part of our life. There is nothing that could be better than that, to have that pleasure and that goodness. We have the opportunity, when God gets ready to call for us, to ignore life or embrace life. I will not ever fight against God for two reasons. Number one, He could slap me out of the universe if He chose, but it would disrespect Him. God will never do anything to me that's not for my best interest. And the same goes with you. I have the opportunity, when things come along, to ignore it, play like it's going to go away. Or we can embrace it and consider how we make the best of it. Do you know, though we're older, we still have a lot to give. There's still a lot to learn for the children. My boys are up and gone, got their own lives, but we got Cole. Now, Cole is one of those kids that makes up for the other 10 you didn't have. And he's still a joy. That guy has gotten into more trouble than Carter had pills. But he would give you everything he's got if you needed it and take care of you. If we're not old already, we're certainly headed that way. And we need to take hold of this awesome value that we have. God knows about old age. He cares about the elderly, but He doesn't excuse the elderly from doing what God created him to do, or her. Because we're old doesn't mean anything except we're a little slower and we may do things a little different than we used to do. And for most of us, we won't have much money. So Christmas is always a present. Bring money, not candy. To help us refocus our aim and be sure we're lined up on the target, we need to remember that as believers age, we should do so with God in mind. I'll hit 72 in January. I never believed I'd make it past 30. Most people who knew me never thought I'd make it past 30. But God has a work for us. The thing is, with those of us who have gray hair or no hair, we've been around and we've seen things you hadn't seen yet, some of you who are younger. And God set it up that way. And He set it for His people to be in the embrace of the elderly, to learn what they learned so they can pass it on for generations to come. God makes provisions for those of us who are growing older, and there's big reasons for that. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 3 and 4. Here's what the text says. Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you who I have upheld since your birth. Do you hear what God's talking to old people about? Son, I have taken care of you since your birth. And I have carried you since you were born. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He who will sustain you. And I made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. You don't push old people out because they're old. Old people got old because they wasn't stupid. Isn't that right? And there's a lot to learn from people who are still stupid to learn from people who learned about not being stupid. It's as if God's saying here, listen to me, my family of Jacob, and all of you who are left of the family of Israel. I've been carrying you on my back from the day you were born, and I'll keep carrying you when you're old and gray. I have done it. I'll keep on doing it. I'll carry you on my back and save you. God has always provided for those who are older. He'll take care of all of us. And He will even sometimes allow us to die earlier just to spare the pain. You believe God would do that? God knew stuff about the word infirmaries before anybody in the world knew about that. And He understands the infirmities which older people go, and He's constantly aware of us, knowing that we must go through that. Listen to this, Ecclesiastes 7 verses. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they're few and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all the songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights or of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no more the tree blossoms for the grasshopper, then the people go to their eternal home. And the mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Let me ask you a question. When you die, we understand after the resurrection, where will you go? You will go to be with the Lord after the resurrection. You can't beat a deal like that. Whatever you fear, I don't know how much you fear. I've taught here for 100 years, it seems. A long time. And I've watched you grow, and I've watched you take on things, embrace things that other people are still playing Mickey Mouse with. That's important, because the older we get, the more feeble we get, the more troubles we have, then, you know, the more difficult life is. But don't you ever dare forget that death is not your enemy. Because you die does not mean you stay dead. You believe that? So what if you die? What's going to happen? You're going to raise from the grave. When that happens, we'll stand up out of that grave and we'll clean up God's good world and we'll live there forever. You can't beat a deal like that. Earthly things mean little. We're now understanding our complete dependence on God as our labors become more difficult and we can't do some of the stuff we used to do. There's some things of Solomon I wanted to point out in the verses we read in Ecclesiastes. They were super statements. When we think about it, growing old without God is completely unthinkable. We sing songs. Where he leads, I'll follow all the way. Do you know that's been the song on God's heart all along? Where he leads, I'll follow. As believers who are aging, we should do so by doing it with all the enthusiasm we can muster. Now, I can tell you what, I can get to be a grump. Now, I know that you don't believe that. But I'm going to tell you what, that Miss Nita is a chunk of fun. You don't go anywhere that she is missed. Everybody sees her, everybody, they go to her. It's just amazing. There's a great temptation with the aging believers to come along and say things like, you know, somebody needs something done. Well, I've already done my part. Let me tell you something about your part. It don't make any difference if you're 10 years old or 110 years old. You have a part to keep on doing. Doesn't matter how long we have, as long as we have breath in our life. We say things, well, we've done stuff before like y'all want to do and it didn't work. You ever had anything that you tried to do, it didn't work? You know what you do? You back up and you come at it again and you keep doing that until it works. And it doesn't matter if you're 13 years old or 150. We're not done till God says we're done. I served my time. Now it's time to retire. Oh, I want to retire. And if I could retire and be free to do all the things I want to, I'd be writing the biggest mess you ever seen in your life. I don't care if it's oil, grease, dirt, or what. I'd be right in the middle of it. I am not going to die laid up as a cripple, hopefully. I want to die doing something. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13 to 18, it is written, I believe, therefore I've spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore we speak, because we know that the one who raised Lord Jesus from the dead will raise us up with Jesus and present us to himself. All of this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving and overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on Jesus, not on what's seen, but what's unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Do you know that God has stuff out there for us to see yet? You may not get to see it until after you're dead, but if you get to see it before or after you're dead, you're still in good company, right? Because if you're seeing it, what does that mean? You're not dead. Because you die does not mean you stay dead. Psalm 73:21 beginning. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you, yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you'll take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? The earth has nothing I desire because of you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. For those who are far from you will perish. You will destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it's good to be near God. I've made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell all your deeds. In Isaiah 40:31, he says, But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I want you to understand this day. I don't care if you're 100 or 500 years old. You will be renewed by the mouth of the one who created us. Aging believers, and most of us are those, must be committed to do what we can do. We need to realize the great value that we can become to younger people. I watch these grandkids, and Nita does a much better job with that than I do. I tend to want to shoot them sometimes, but she does much better. But I watch her take them aside, calm their fears. And I'll do that a little bit, but she's just better at it. Something about Mama just does it better. To speak of all the years we have walked with the Lord creates a story. And you have something to say to the people around you. Our bodies are failing. The heart of who we are now starts to rest in the confidence of the one in whom you've trusted all your life. What God has done is built a circle. You believed him in the first part. You went all the way around the circle. You come back believing him because he never failed you. The older women are to teach the younger. Likewise, to teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine. Notice they didn't say he couldn't have some wine. God is gracious. But to teach what is good, then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled, pure, and be busy at home, to be kind and to be subject to their husbands so that no one will malign the work of God. As believers age, we have a lot to offer in service to God. Older believers can visit the sick, orphans, widows, whatever's necessary. We can write cards. We can influence neighbors and friends. We can do Bible studies among ourselves or among other people. And in many areas, these are, in fact, the best years of a believer's life. I'm looking for the day where I don't have the responsibilities that I have now. You know, I've had larger than I have now here. But I love those things. I love sitting down and talking to people. I like talking about the Bible. I like talking about the Scriptures. I like people being illuminated to things. This is what makes the things go round. In Philippians chapter 4:13, it gives me this encouragement. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. There's nothing I can't do. I can be 72. I could be 172. God help me not live that long, but I could and still love God. I don't get it right. And I suspect that a good part of this church don't get it all right. But here's the killer deal. If you are in Jesus Christ and you're in His embrace, He gets it right. And because He gets it right, He makes you right. You can't beat a deal like that. Now, if you got gray hair, wonderful. I can tell you, I don't believe it unless I just lost my mind. I never bleached my hair like some people did. I was out in the sun enough to bleach it, working and doing. But I serve a God who loves me, and His sole purpose for me is to be in His embrace. 100, 200 years old, you could get like Methuselah, and God was still loving on him. That's who we are. You can't quit. You just keep on keeping on. Dust to dust. Let me tell you about the dust. That's temporary. You will walk this earth again. And the church said,